And we are back. It's Alan Crutcher and myself. We're trying to hold down the fort for Steve. Alan, I tried to send you a text and a telephone call, and it said error, so maybe the cell towers are down out there. We have our guest and the pleasure of having Daniel Brigman from New Mana Foods. He wrote a book, Forever 1776, and he's also on the Power Hour with Joyce Riley, and so we're pretty lucky to have him here. We have a caller, Jerry. Jerry, are you there?
Good morning, gentlemen, and especially your guests. I purchased some of your Mana food, by the way, maybe 4, 5, 6 months ago. Haven't opened it because I like the idea of keeping it sealed for a little while. Never know when you're going to need it.
Well,
but you're right,
100%. Yeah, try some ahead of time, Gary. You will be blown away. It's good enough to eat every day, and we don't say that to make Daniel feel good. We've actually done it, and it's really that good. What do you got for Daniel?
I was going to mention the Bob Costas was Sunday Night Football at halftime because that's basically when I quit tuning into Sunday Night Football, when the NFL got in there and started giving political advice. In fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I wrote a letter and an email to the NFL saying, you got a lot of nerve. A gun is an inanimate object, just like the football is on the field. Unless somebody throws it, somebody catches it, somebody kicks it, or somebody runs with it, it is nothing. So, I kind of blew a gasket about that, and I just kind of tuned off the NFL altogether because I watch my Joe Sixpack Thugs friends, that I used to call friends, sit around and be mesmerized by just all-day Sunday football and not have a clue of what's going on in the world today. So that kind of ticked me off quite a bit. But, you know, when you were talking about our founding fathers, these were men. Their food was not tainted. Their air, their water, they were self-sufficient. None of this was tainted. Today we have a society where everything is given to you. If you can't go to the grocery store and buy it or go on eBay and pick it up, you just ain't going to get it. I look at if we had an electrical outage in this country. I agree with some of the people I listen to is that 90% of our youth wouldn't make it because they're all glued to the screen on their smartphone or their iPad or their tablet or their computer games. They would not survive. And I look at some of the kids now, 15, 16 years old, don't know which end of a screwdriver to hold. This is embarrassing. And another thing, too, is it's not 40, 50 years in the educational system. It's one generation. They can persuade it.
Yeah, I'll have to agree.
Very good point. Very good call.
So I'll get out of the way and let you guys continue on because I'd rather listen than talk. So you guys have a blessed day, and I will try your food. I think I'll open it up this week. Thank you.
Well, great, Jerry. Hey, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it. Anybody interested in calling in, talking to Daniel, Alan, or myself, sorry we don't have Steve with us at the moment. It is 800-313-9443. Daniel, one thing that I wanted to comment, and you and I mentioned it a little bit prior to the show, is I quit watching anything with Bob Costas after that. I'm always amazed that if some item is used in a crime, bleeding heart liberals like him use it as an excuse to stop. You know, if he'd have killed himself by stepping in the freeway, I guess we'd have closed freeways. I don't know. But it's always something really ridiculous. And is that the kind of thing you think the forefathers were worried about, that people were going to destroy this?
Well, they one of the biggest warnings they had was about education, and people can't be free and be ignorant. I mean, that was clear. You can't be ignorant and free because somebody's going to take advantage of you. Your ignorance is like a welcome mat to somebody wanting to control you. And there's always people that want to control you. They always want to take your dominion. The Declaration of Independence honored that dominion that our Creator gave us. It codified it into law. There is no country of any size in the world, that codifies our connection to our Creator by law other than the United States of America. What is American exceptionalism? It is the Declaration of Independence. It is the Bill of Rights. It's the only thing truly unique, truly universal, and historical worthy that we have done. You know, all the things like the Industrial Revolution, all the financial things, all those things that we have produced mean nothing on a historical, exceptional level. American exceptionalism is that our rights come from our Creator, and man cannot take those rights, and government is instituted to protect those rights and nothing else. That is American exceptionalism. And it's been twisted and red, white, and blue, and I'm glad he brought up the NFL again, because you can see their viewership was way down this year. And one of the reasons is because that Colin Kaepernick, you know, Colin, I don't care what opinion you have, you can have whatever opinion you want. But when you refuse to stand for the national anthem, when you refuse to respect the flag, see, our children are not taught what that flag means and what it represents. So now they think it represents this or hate or whatever. They're taught a million different things, racism, or they're ashamed, or some other BS. When he didn't stand for it, America started to tune off from the NFL. And they can say whatever they want. The reason their viewership went down is because the NFL empowered all those players to reject the American flag. And
well,
that
yeah,
is
and
American exceptionalism.
What I thought was sad about that, this is a country where everybody respects your beliefs. And if you don't want to stand for the national anthem and you're a multi-million dollar football player that a lot of little kids are looking up to, don't come out until after the anthem. But he took it as a stand up and to protest that this was an unfair country for minorities, yet here's a man with a very dark tan making millions of dollars playing a sport that any of us would love to go play and make that kind of money. And yet they let him become a political spokesperson. Not one of them that were supporting him stood up and said, well, wait a minute, if it's so terrible, how'd you get where you're at? None of that happened because they want to dumb everybody down.
Well, he is the symbol of what was the symbol of America's greatness, right? That's our connection to our past, is that flag and the independence from Britain. And that American Revolution, that's represented in that flag, that union, the Constitutional Republic that came from that, is the flag is the representation of all those things. So he chose that flag, which represents all those things about America, he chose that to make his political statement, saying that's bad? No, no. And many Americans, they just had enough and that was it. They quit watching the NFL. If they hadn't already, from that Bob Costas situation, because every time I see Bob Costas, like you said, Dave, every time I see him, all I think about is him saying that. And, you know, he was on the Olympics or whatever it was. Every time I see him, he is stained a traitor. He is a traitor to this country. I will say it right here and right now. Bob Costas is a traitor. We're calling for the disarmament of Americans. He knows nothing of the foundation of this country, and that doctrine is diametrically opposed, and he is an enemy to the republic that we value and that we share. That's what he is. How he should be marked.
Yeah, that goes back to his education, what he was taught. Alan, what would you call those kind of people?
Loss of moral compass. Basically, I mean, that's basically what they've done. You know, they've gotten rid of the family unit, you know, by the mom and dad both having to work, you know, just to keep a roof over their head in this crazy world, you know, so you don't have the family unit at home, you know, with the mother staying at home, raising the children, instilling morals and values that they feel are important into their children. They're all just shipped off to school, which we know what that's become if you've read anything from Charlotte Iserbeet. So, once again, here's a touchy subject. The churches themselves, when this country was founded, a lot of the radical, if you want to call them radical leaders, were the ministers themselves because they knew what was right and wrong, and they let their congregations know that. And, you know, they weren't 501c3 entities. that had to go along with what the government said, or they would lose their tax status and they'd lose their, you know, their parsonage and their cars and, you know, their blocks and blocks of downtown Fredericksburg that they're buying up, you know, instead of helping the poor in their community. They've got everyone looking to the government as the nanny state. The government is the one that will give you everything. The government will keep you safe. You know, when danger is at hand, the police are only minutes away. I don't know how people have just completely, except they've got us running in this rat race, how they've lost their basic moral compass that most people, I still like to feel, have it deep down in them. And you can see it a lot of times. It's just been driven out of them through the society that we live in, through the rectangles that everyone walks around with. You know, I like to say that, you know, if the cell phone towers ever went out or the internet went down, that people would be walking around with crap running down their legs, bumping into walls, because they don't have the rectangles telling them how to wipe their butt and, you know, which way to turn.
Yeah, well put. And as you both have said, that's going back to the education. I am amazed when I go into a restaurant today that everybody is on their cell phone. They don't even sit and talk as a family while they eat. And the churches disappoint me. Now, there's a pastor, Mike Smith, and he talked about how pastors should stand up, and it would go well with your book, Daniel, his beliefs, and he wrote a book on all that. But he said that, you know, the pastors, like Alan just mentioned, were supposed to be the first ones that after the service, they went and took off their robe and grabbed their gun and were prepared to protect their citizenry. And all that's faded away. And unfortunately, many of these churches today with the 501c and all the political stuff are a lot of guys just figuring out a way to make a living without having to go to work.
Well, taught in the seminaries, you know, with a Scopeful Reference Bible, which, you know, I mean, I look at the Bible as a history, because it's been rewritten by man so many times. I mean, which version is the correct one? Everyone says, you know, the KJ2. Well, why not the NIV? Or, you know, these other, the confusion comes in. Like I said, I don't need someone standing in front of me telling me how I feel inside, who I am inside. Somehow the right things were instilled in me, and it still wants to come out, and it wants to be the dominant factor. And I don't know how, I don't know why society's driven, you know, as hard as they could to drive it out of us. But apparently some of us still have, you know, our basic tenets of right and wrong, and, you know, what is just and moral.
Well, what you're seeing in this country, the changing of the churches, no question in the revolution, our book actually tells that story about the preachers. They would preach in the morning, and they weren't preaching political sermons, so to speak, and saying that we disagree with King George on political stance. They were saying we disagree with King George. He is offending God. These taxes and these things are an offense to God. So the religious speech was political speech. It wasn't that they were being political. They were being religious, and that bled into political. They weren't afraid to step on those toes, so to speak, because they were standing up for their religious beliefs. And the difference of opinion was not a political difference. It was a dyed-in-the-wool, God-fearing, God-relationship type conflict that they were having. And that's one of the big differences between then and now. We have some advantages over our founding fathers. You know, if we're talking about fighting the tyranny, fighting the machine that's upon us, or whatever you want to call it, we have some advantages and we have some disadvantages. One of the big disadvantages are the churches. We don't have preachers near as much standing up and expressing these type of opinions that bleed over into politics, where they're so adamant. And it gave our founding fathers a moral high ground, that they were willing to sacrifice their life for something higher. We're not just fighting over a political opinion. We're fighting over a core religious belief, essence of who we are belief, and they're willing to die for that. And so that's one of the disadvantages. One of the advantages, you know, frankly, the obvious one, is that we are the inheritors of the Declaration of Independence. So one of our big advantages is they've already done this. We've already seen this in this country. It's not so distant to us. We saw exactly what they did. It's still the law. The Constitution is still the accepted law. Any politician, you ask him, is the Constitution the law? Yep. Okay, then why don't you follow it? So at least we acknowledge that it is the law. At least we acknowledge the Declaration of Independence. So that's our advantage. And the ability to transport information. Trump's presidency, one of the biggest things that he did was he amalgamized and unified and coalesced all this discontent and this energy, and they all got behind Trump because he fed into that energy. And there's no question. His first 2-3 months in office have been stunning. I mean, it's been stunning what he's accomplished in just that limited amount of time. It seems like he's been in there forever because they've attacked him so much, night and day, day and night. But it's really been a short amount of time, and what he has accomplished has been stunning. And it's going to be, Trump isn't going to save us. He is a manifestation of our energy, of our will, and us imposing our will. And we are not slaves, and we are not victims of what they or them or, you know, the government or all this. We are the sovereigns placed by our Creator here. And we have the power. And as we exercise it, we will see how much these cockroaches start running. But they're not going to give it up. They're not going to give it up easily. You know, they've taken our power from us. It's our power by the people, of the people, for the people. It's our power. So these, especially these deep state elements of the government, they've taken the power, so they're not just going to give it up freely. And so we have to be ready for that and be assertive. But they will give it up, and they will scatter.
Yeah, speaking of the power and of the Constitution, I'm sure you've probably looked into, I mean, you know, are we still actually under what we call, what most of Americans, you know, still believe is the Constitution? Or have you looked into, you know, in 1871, did we lose the Constitution when they created the Constitution for New Columbia, basically after the war between the states, the War of Northern Aggression, whatever you want to call it, the Civil War? How can you have a Civil War? But was it taken away from us, you know, through the legislative skullduggery?
I'm of the opinion that nothing is ever taken from us in this country. Nothing has ever been taken from us. It's our ignorance or our whatever we gave it to them. There's always people who want to take. And so I completely agree with you. I'm very familiar about 1871, the Civil War, what happened after that, the Admiralty flag, the courts, all these things. But all those things, ultimately, being aware of them is important, but ultimately they don't matter at all. What matters is what we believe. What matters is what we as a nation accept. These politicians, these judges, they will do exactly what we demand they do. It's that simple. We've been instilled with this victimhood, and it extends to this, that we're a victim of this or that. And it's a fine line. Yes, I agree. And one person can't overwhelm, but we're a majority of one with everything we do. We as a people, our ignorance is allowing this. We are allowing. Nothing has been taken from us. We have given it to them. And so we can take it back.
Don't you think, Daniel, though, that unfortunately, because the education isn't there and the true history isn't taught, that many, many people don't even know what we're talking about right now? And so
they don't realize
that they've lost something or they gave something up due to their ignorance, because as we've said many times on here, the majority of people are good people and they don't want to believe things could be as corrupt and bad as they are.
I agree with you 1,000%. Everybody's ignorant of something, right? We're all ignorant of something, so we're not. And unfortunately, ignorance costs us. That's why I wrote this book. It's so that you can get connected to this history and understand it and be inspired by it.
One chapter says counterfeit government. That would answer your question, Alan. He's looking at the modern-day government as definitely being counterfeit, and they set a link to the UN and global governments.
Yeah, the book doesn't go completely into the – it goes a little bit into the adverb. That's another – I mean, that's a whole book in and of itself. There's no question that's happened. I agree with you completely, Alan. No question.
Well, there's our music again. Alan, if you want to bring us back, I'll take us out. This is Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio, everyone. We've got Doc Krupa and myself, Alan Crutcher here, flying co-pilots. Our main pilot is missing, but we've got Daniel Brigman come up from first class here, and he's helping us keep this plane in the air. And Daniel, one thing I did want to kind of touch on is when I first started hearing you on the radio, that's why, you know, on Joyce's program with her, you know, I could tell that you had the same passion, you know, in your voice. I can, you know, I bartended for like 14 years, managed bars and restaurants, so you kind of learn to read people. You know, you're there to make them have a good time, so you kind of learn, you know, how to approach them, and you kind of get a feeling for people. I prefer to look them in the eye and really see who they are, but I could tell from just listening to you on the radio that you had the same passion that hopefully the rest of us do that are listening to this program, and hopefully some new people that are coming on that are maybe hearing some of this stuff for the first time. But I could tell that you had the same passion. Like I said, I've met Joyce a couple of times. I've looked in her in the eye, and I've not heard, you know, kind of like with John Stadtmiller, the owner of you know, Republic Radio here, Republic Broadcasting. I've met him, talked with him, and listening for years and years, fairly, you know, regularly, and I've not heard either one of them or you, you know, contradict yourselves in your speech. You know, everyone accuses Joyce of being, you know, like a patriot for profit, and she's in it for this. But I, as far as I can tell, you know, she's actually trying to sell products that she knows will help people. She's kind of finding out, you know, with her latest bout with cancer and everything, that some of the products have not helped her, but she has not completely thrown them under the bus, you know, because everyone's physiology is slightly different. Everything works for, you know, everyone differently. But I can tell the passion in your voice, and I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I, I like listening to you. I like the way you present yourself. And, yeah, I will sit down and read your book and hopefully have some input. You know, maybe I'll call Joyce's show and talk with you sometime. I can hear Josh's voice.
That would be fantastic.
Josh. You know?
Well, he's there on Fridays. Usually on Fridays he comes. So Josh is there on Fridays a lot.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I just thought I'd get that in. You got anything, Doc?
Yeah, two things. That book, I forgot to mention the title for Pastor Mike Smith. He may be somebody you'd love to have on your show up there too, Daniel. It's Pastor Mike Smith. He's in Brenham, Texas. And his book is Tolerating Tyranny, and it sounds an awful lot like what you've been talking. And secondly, we have a couple of callers, so let's see if they got some questions for you, Daniel. Wes in Idaho, are you there?
Hey,
no, hello?
I'm sorry.
Am I on?
Is this Wes?
Yeah. Here, present.
You have some questions for Daniel?
Yes, I do. I wanted to comment 2 Samuel 7:10, the New Jerusalem. Since we're on to diet, I think we need a good diet to think correctly. I often been hearing a caller into RBN saying, oh, we're supposed to be vegan, vegan, vegan. It's unbiblical to eat meat. And I'm going to ask Daniel here, how does he look upon Leviticus 11:3, where I want to note, I'm looking at 25 different versions of that part of the Bible, different translations, and about 12 of them say you may eat beef, but then there's about 8, including the King James Bible, which says that ye shall eat beef or clean clean meats. I'd like to hear what Daniel says. And I want to point out there's a couple of people, Bruce Fife and Sally Fallon, that point out that the commercial airlines at one time with their insurance companies wanted to find out the best food for the airline pilots to make the difficult decisions that they make, and they found out that the best thing for them to eat was not diet pop with aspartame. In fact, they're told they cannot get behind the wheel of an airplane if they're drinking aspartame. But they found that the best diet was steak and eggs and butter. They actually, insurance companies were talking about billions of dollars sitting behind a seat. They could be liable. And, of course, an accident where the pilot makes the wrong decision. So, once again, I'm going to point out, does he know that 10 or 12 translations say you may eat the clean meats, but about 8 of the older translations say you shall eat clean meats. Hello?
Why don't we catch that on the other side here? We've got the music coming in. We'll see. We'll get Daniel to answer your question on the other side here. Hang on, Wes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, well, Alan took us to break and was going to let Wes's question get answered by Daniel. We are back on Republic Broadcasting, and here we go. Daniel, you want to pick up Wes's question? I have some viewpoints on that, if you like, but go ahead.
Well, I'm not a vegan at all, and I eat red meat, and I what I do like, and I do notice, when I eat meat that is you know, free range or especially chicken, hormone free, more clean meat. The cleaner the meat, I notice that it does make a difference in my body. I know it's for me. I seem like I need meat for me. I feel different if I don't eat meat. Have I looked into the translations? No, I have not. But I am not a vegan. But again, I don't think people should eat over a lot of red meat, because that can be harmful for the digestion also. But yeah, I'm very pro red meat.
Well, and I'd like to touch on that just a minute, and we have Sovereign Man. We're going to get to you in just a few seconds. But we have special teeth. If you look at your eye teeth, they were designed to eat meat. There are certain nutrients that we can only get from red meat. And just like the cow goes out there and eats the grass, we could eat the grass all day long next to the cow, and we will not get the same nutrients that that cow can produce. And I think they have three or four stomachs. Somebody correct me if I forget the number. But it is definitely important that we eat meat. And I have looked at many different Bibles, and one thing that I notice is that we were taught not only to eat meat, but how to properly process it. And so I look at the Bible as a great history book, no matter what you believe. So anything else, Wes, before we move on to Sovereign Man? Oh, okay. Sovereign Man, are you there?
Request permission to come aboard.
You've got it. Come on. It's just Alan and I, but we have the pleasure of Daniel Brigman. What do you got for us?
Number one, I mean, I'm right on, right in tune with Daniel today when he said take back our power. That actually, it's what we have to do. We be the change that we want to see. Like, don't let them, you know, the hierarchy enslaving you, change your vernacular or change your thinking. You know, I rely upon the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me and give me discernment. Like, when I'm referring to progeny, I don't call them kids. Kids are baby goats. They are livestock. They are animals. They're used for food and for consumption. We as men, mankind, we have children. Men have children. So I use children. I don't refer to progeny as kids. Actually, Baphomet, if you look at, if you type in Baphomet, and there's actually a statue now where it's, you know, the goat's head, half man, half woman, with one arm up and one arm down, as above, so below, with the children looking up at it. I mean, see, they're setting the stage for this Antichrist spirit to come on board. Charlotte Isabey, go ahead, I'm sorry.
You know, they do it all incrementally. That, you know, they do it slowly, so, you know, it doesn't upset too many people one way or the other. They bring it in, and they might not say much about it, and all of a sudden, you know, like I said, a statue is just there, and no one really knows what it is, because we've lost our sense of history, and, you know, how we began and what our roots are. So, yeah, it's easy for them. They've got us so distracted that they can bring this stuff in and make it the norm of life without most people even realizing what's going on.
I call it the Russian two-step. Where they implement something, they take two steps forward, the people complain, and they take one step back, and the people say, oh, they took one step back, oh, good, we're so relieved, but they still have one step forward.
So, Wes, have you looked into Daniel's new man of foods? Have you checked into any of that?
This is Sovereign Man we're talking to, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Sovereign Man, I'm sorry, yeah. Thanks, Alan.
No, I haven't checked into the new manna. But I do like the term new manna foods, because, you know, when the Israelites were, you know, wandering in the desert for 40 years, following the fiery flame from, you know, that hovered above the Ark of the Covenant, which, by the way, was a very powerful weapon also. I think it was ancient technology.
Have you looked into his book, Forever 1776?
I haven't looked into it. I'm gonna start doing after I get. Actually, I'm on mobile right now, so it's kind of hard to do searches right now. But when I get back in front of the computer, I'm gonna look into it. As far as 1776 is concerned, I like Daniel's spirit and I like his passion, but. Actually, I've done a lot of research on the origins of America and the United States, and it's always been a corporate adventure. There have been people that have come here to seek to seek sovereignty under the Creator, to get away from the tyrannical kings that are around about. But actually, this nation, it's always been a corporation with the East India Trading Company. You look at the flags, do some research on the flags. The flag that we currently look to or that we're being presented with is a corporate flag. It actually is a military flag. It's used, it's a commercial flag, and it's being used to let us know we're under an occupied force. We're actually, this nation is under what's called martial rule right now. This is a trend that I've been seeing lately where the police, you know, the policy enforcers, they, when dusk comes, I see them putting on their lights. You know, they have their red and blue, you know, raw lights here. When they flash, it gives out a purple, to let us know that we're being, occupied.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anything else, Sovereign Man, before we move on?
Yeah, well, you can actually get Charlotte is a Facebook, the first edition at deliberatedumbingdown.com. I think everybody should look into that. And knowledge is power, but knowledge applied is powerful. And I really appreciate everything. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You know, over the centuries, you know, control of information has been the means of control of the people. You know, I mean, whether it was the town crier walking through the streets with a bell, you know, saying, hear ye, you know, the king says this or that, or the bulletin board in the town square, you know, that before we had, you know, radio and broadcasting and everything. You know, it's the control of the information that creates the world that you perceive that you live in. And they've definitely gotten a majority of the information outlets, you know, under their control, and they're trying as hard as they can, as far as I can see, to stop the rest of us from doing what we're doing, like today.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Sovereign Man, thank you very much. As always, we really appreciate you listening and calling in. Daniel, did you want to respond to some of that?
Yeah, he's obviously very informed and read a lot. I disagree in principle what he said about the founding of our country. And he can say that it was always a corporate, you know, everybody can say it, everything has dual meaning or can be used for dual meaning. There is no country in the world with any size like America who honors by law the endowment of your creator and codifies it in the law of its country. And because of that, it is supremely unique of how America began. And it's not for them to tell us what it means. They're doing it as a corporate. We don't care what they do, what they are, or whoever they is. They don't have our power. They don't have our endowment. By law, that endowment is recognized in me. And the Bill of Rights supports that. And it's what we tell them it means. It's by the people and for the people. And so we have the power and the authority in law to take that initiative and to dictate what it means. And so for people to say, and I'm not trying to belittle what he said, but it's a defeatist attitude, and it's oversimplifying the situation to, well, they've always meant it to be a corporation. Well, yeah, I'm sure there are people who always meant it to be a control mechanism and always want to use America as a control. There are those people that want, there's people that want to, sacrifice babies on altars too. That doesn't mean that's what we're going to do. In America, what do we want? What, by law, I have my endowment honored, and that's what I'm going to carry through. And the people who were fighting in the American Revolution wanted to rule themselves. It was self-rule, self-determination under God. And so I refuse to give in to that, and I'm not saying this about him, and I apologize if it comes across. That's a little bit of a cop-out. And in fact, it's a lot bit of a cop-out, in my opinion.
I think what you're trying to say, Daniel, is that even if that's how this country was started, you know, as a corporation, if that's what they intended, then they've screwed up, because they actually instilled in a lot of us. I hope there's a lot of us out there. They've instilled what America was supposed to be. You know, this late great bastion of freedom, where you could go and live your own life as long as you didn't impose on other people's. You know, live how you want to. You know, as long as it doesn't impact, you know, the people around you negatively. You should be able to do what you want. Put in your body what you want to. Do what you want to on your own property that you actually own while you're on this planet. You know, we don't ever own, you know, if you want to say it, God's, you know, God's makings here. But, you know, to have and to do as you wish on it, you know, as long as it does not negatively impact those around you. No one has the right to negatively impact, you know, the people around them, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. And I'll go even further. And let me explain this. It wasn't that long ago. If you go watch old movies, I was watching a show of, you remember that show Naked City? Is in the early 60s, The Naked City. Do y'all remember that at all?
I don't recall that one.
I wasn't born then, but I was watching an old version of it with my uncle, and there was an episode where this man was accused of a crime. The police came to his house. He said, we're going to have to take you in for this charge. And the man said, well, where's the warrant? Let me see the warrant. He showed him the warrant. He examined it. He got in the front seat of the police car. He went down to the thing. He says, I want to see a magistrate immediately. I want to see the... It wasn't that long ago that common law was in effect, that this sovereignty of the individual was supreme to the government procedure. That's what we're talking about. Because that's what he's saying, well, it's always a corporate venture. No, it wasn't always a corporate venture. The supremacy of the individual was over the corporate structure, was over the government structure. Within one lifetime of everybody sitting here, police went around with warrants. They showed you the warrant. Somebody had filled out a complaint. It wasn't some, bureaucrat came up with some rule. They showed you the complaint. You came straight to the magistrate, and due process was given to you according to the Bill of Rights. Under the charter of this nation, which is the Declaration of Independence, which gave us the authority to be and to stand as individuals and as sovereign before God.
Well put. Yeah, well
there
put,
wasn't, there, there, wasn't, there, there was an injured party, and you got
That's
to
right.
confront that injured party, and common sense ruled, which has been driven out nowadays. There is no common sense. I asked one of the sheriffs here in a neighboring county. In fact, Doc, you were quite familiar with that one, because in your kind of early naivety, you thought you were just doing something that wasn't going to, why should this be any trouble? It's the truth. But, I talked to him, and I said, I can remember Rusty, I said, I can remember the days when if you were driving a little tipsy and the cop stopped you and he said, where are you going? Well, I'm headed home. And he said, well, I'll follow you there. Don't ever let me catch you like this again. That there was some common sense to it. You at least got a little bit of leeway, and you figured out, well, maybe I shouldn't have had that third beer and gotten behind the wheel or whatever. But and he said, oh no, he said, we can't do that nowadays. He said, I can remember that. He said, I'd rather do that. He said, but the insurance companies will not let us.
Yeah, I don't think that's the problem. I think it's for some, unfortunately, it's a power trip, and I've witnessed and experienced where you're guilty until proven innocent and treated like you just murdered the Pope and really harassed and treated really badly. And the way you said, Daniel, before, and it hasn't been that long, it used to be a much more respectful, innocent till proven guilty. And like you said, Alan, if they caught you drinking, they might have, if you were underage, they took you back to your parents and told them to put a boot in your butt. But it wasn't all this filling the jails. And also in the old days, if you were responsible for doing something wrong and there was an injured party, you could go work that off and make it back up to them. You didn't get thrown in jail and people make money off of your mistakes.
Yeah. So. Restitution.
Nowadays you discipline your child and they call the police on you and you get thrown in jail for child abuse. I mean, the world has just gone crazy, and I want it changed. I want it back to a nicer, more peaceful time when people respected each other, at least had common courtesy towards each other. I just want to go back to that world that, if you want to call it Andy Griffith, Leave It to Beaver, whatever, The world is full of Eddie Haskells now.
Good point. Wow, that's a good point.
Well, yeah, and don't you think, Daniel, I bet the community you're up there in Missouri is a lot more like that, where they still know everybody, and it's for a lot of the guys, protect and serve means something. If you grew up in that time when you watched the old Andy of Mayberry, he always said he didn't carry a gun, but, he could get one if he needed it, because he didn't want people to fear the gun and him mistake that as respect for him. They wanted him to be respected and not feared.
Yeah, I there's no question there's been a corporate takeover of our judicial system and legal system, and we've become corporate servile to the corporation. I mean, that's the switch that's been made. And one of the most evil things a politician ever said, ever, out of the mouth of a politician was Mitt Romney when he said corporations are persons too. Because then that put us on equal legal standing in this country with a corporation, which is a stack of papers. So we became nothing more than a corporate servitude entity. And we're not supreme. We are supreme. And it is still the law in this country. The charter of our country declares it. For some idiot to call for the eradication of Thomas Jefferson from the University of Missouri. And I'm not for all for statues for people, but it's the point. You want to get rid of the Thomas Jefferson statue? You are a fool. What he wrote was the most important sentence in political history, at least since the Old Testament, at least.
Yes.
And for a sovereign man, well, I agree with a lot of what he says. I completely disagree. From the beginning, we were controlled by a corporation. Not true.
Well, there's that music. We will be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. Thank you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
We apologize for all the technical difficulties. I'm sure that everybody has missed our host, Steve, as much as all of us. Alan, before we give it to Daniel to close out, anything you wanted to wrap it up with?
Well, I would like to say that, Daniel, I appreciate and I respect you for what you've done in the past, what you're doing now, and what I have no doubt you will continue to do in the future. And I look forward to getting in touch with you again sometime.
Oh, thank you very much, Alan. We appreciate it.
Well, Daniel, we just got a few more minutes, so go ahead and ride the horse until we hear the music, and whatever you'd like to tell everybody and close out with, that'll be fabulous.
Well, I am very excited to be here and excited to share the message. You know, being on your show allows me to kind of express my opinion about some certain things, but, you know, you can get all this stuff at the Power Mall. You can give them a call at powerprepper.com. You can get all New Mana products. You can get the book at the Power Mall. You can give them a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829 during the week, and the book and the New Mana products. You know, we're just moving forward, and I want everybody to be encouraged. We should be encouraged, and don't give up hope. And the darkest days that this country's had, we've gone through all of them. Hold fast to that which you know is true. And, you know, that's all you can do.
Well, that's absolutely fabulous. For everybody, you can hear him on the Power Hour. You can get his book, and you can check him out in the Man of Foods. And if you'd like, we're going to have him on my show Wednesday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. On American Voice Radio. So come over and join, and if you want to call in, we'd love to have you, because I'm sure with our technical difficulties, we missed a few calls today. Anything, Alan? Close us out.
It takes numbers, folks. That's all of us are trying to do. Hopefully, all of you out there listening, go out and talk to the people around you. Just try to snap them out of the stupor and get them into the fight. We've got to try to get back to what we all feel America is supposed to be.
Well, great. Well, Daniel, thank you so much. I am just so impressed with all the things you and your wife have done, and it's good to hear you on the radio. The book looks great. I'll have my copy here pretty soon, it looks like. And thank everybody. As Steve would tell all of you, we love you. We really appreciate you listening. We really appreciate you calling in. And having great guests like Daniel is something we love to bring to you. So you have a great day. And we will see you next week.
Hey, Dave, I'll call you in a second.
All right.
We might still have a little time left here, Dave. I don't know.
Oh, you're right, Alan.
Our pilot isn't here, we're kind of losing altitude.
Yeah, my computer's been locked up on the Skype, so I haven't been able to tell what's going on. But you're right. I just looked at my phone, and it's got a couple of minutes left. Like I said before, Pastor Mike Smith wrote that book, Tolerating Tyranny, and it really goes along well with Daniel's book and his beliefs. There might be a good thing to hook those two up on a show. And anybody that we didn't get to today, we really apologize. We were caught a little off guard with Steve being shut down. I even tried to call you, Alan, and it beeped, and then it told me I had an invalid phone number, which has worked before, so I'm sure there's something with the cell towers or something.
I will say one thing. If you want some interesting reading, folks, I mean, that'll open your mind a little. Joseph P. Farrell, wonderful author. He's got a whole bunch of books out there about all kinds of different things. You know, Lark from Texas, you know, he's read them. You know, he's got transhumanism, various other things. Interesting series of books. Interesting gentleman.
Sounds fabulous.
Well, take us out there, Doc.
All right, well, we're closing out. As Steve would say, we love you all. Thanks a lot for being here, Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcasting.org, and thanks our producer, Sam, for getting us through this tough show.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12, 24, 36. Get your copy today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.